70 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. South Carolina's governor has signed a bill which bans most abortions in the state.
Rejoicing lawmakers and pro-life advocates sang praise God to the tune of Amazing Grace as Henry McMaster signed the new law, which Becky Rivera calls a miracle.
Well, I'm a woman of faith, so I go what the Bible says. I'm pro-life, absolutely, 100%.
Almost as soon as the new law was signed, Planned Parenthood filed an opposing federal lawsuit, a pro-abortion view which resident Nancy Nutter expresses.
That's a horrible right being taken away.
State Attorney General Alan Wilson has committed to defend the pro-life law in court. George Bonzani reporting.
A day after Rush Limbaugh's passing, one of America's honored public servants is now facing a similar prognosis.
Bob Dole said in a short statement that he had been diagnosed recently with stage 4 lung cancer and would begin treatment on Monday. While I certainly have some hurdles ahead, he wrote, I also know that I join millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own. Dole received an immediate outpouring of sympathy and well wishes from across the political spectrum. Bob Dole was injured in World War II, charging a German position in northern Italy. He overcame his disabling war wounds to forge a lengthy political career. Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential running mate in 1976 when Ford lost to Jimmy Carter, and the GOP nominee in 1996 when he challenged Bill Clinton. Dole represented Kansas in Congress for almost 36 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is working to help offset vaccine delivery delays.
We're also working with our partners to move up scheduled deliveries whenever possible and to surge shipment operations through the end of the week into the weekend. We're in conversation about extended hours and additional appointments to try and reschedule shots given the storm.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points. The NASDAQ dropped 100. The S&P lower by 17. Oil down to $60.52 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevadans 65 and older will be eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine at retail pharmacies beginning next week. In making that announcement, Governor Sisolak said pharmacies in all 17 counties will be able to schedule vaccine appointments for people 65 and older. The governor also announced the return of full contact sports, saying Silver State schools can resume practices and games. Well, a small sign that things are getting better on the Las Vegas Strip. MGM Resorts announces it's extending operations at all three properties, which have been closed midweek. Company officials say Mandalay Bay, Park MGM, and Mirage will open for business 24/7 beginning on March 3rd. The company closed the hotel towers at the three properties back in November. MGM also recently announced the return of live entertainment shows, which are now that larger audiences are being allowed. Well, chances are good that at some point in your life you've seen a movie scene with the iconic giant donut on the rooftop of Randy's Donuts in Inglewood, California. The giant donut shop is near the L.A. International Airport. They are expected to expand to Las Vegas with 7 new stores. Randy's began in 1962.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes through the resort corridor right now. Interstate 15 south at Oki, north at Hacienda. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour there. Interstate 15 south at Charleston. Some beltway slowing too. 215 west at St. Rose. 215 eastbound at Eastern. And slow flows. Interstate 15 north at Lamb.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Always love Thursdays because I get to talk to Heidi Harris. Weekday host, 9 a.m. till noon, right here on AM 670 KMCQ. And I know this time yesterday, Heidi, all of us were talking about the past. passing of Rush Limbaugh. Can you give me your thoughts on what he meant, not only to our industry, but to people like you and me that do this for a living now?
Well, obviously, he set the stage and he paved the way for the way talk radio is now. Obviously, I don't mean that we're all trying to be Rush, but he kicked doors open that previously had not been, revived the AM dial, made talk radio commercially viable, which it had not been, certainly not on the national level with most people before him. So he was really a trailblazer, and all of us who've been, you know, doing radio for the last, any time in the last 30 years, owe our success, or certainly the doors that were open to him. It was fantastic what he did.
And when you think of it, the opportunities for people like Hannity and Levin and Glenn Beck and Dr. Bill Bennett and so many of the national hosts, I mean, he is the reason that they had an opportunity to turn, you know, conservative talk radio into something profitable.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, though, what I don't understand is why they don't have a succession plan. I got to tell you this, you know, just a little inside baseball here. I cannot figure out what they're doing. They've had a year to figure this out, and they're acting like they're surprised. There's
wow.
been no succession plan announced. I'm hearing different stories about how affiliates are being told this, that, hold on for 90 days. I mean, it's stunning to me that they act like this was a surprise. They've known this for a year.
And
they
exactly.
had no plan in place to replace him. You'd think they would have had a better plan. I'm just shaking my head at my industry that this has happened. It's really, really frankly stunning.
It really honestly is. I want to take you into another issue, and that is the governor's news conference. Everybody, by the way, everybody on that news conference sounded really good, except the governor. The governor sounded like he was in a broom closet somewhere. they still have not mastered the art of having a news conference.
No, he's awful. He always sounds terrible. And then they spend half the time congratulating each other. Oh, thank you, Cindy. I would like to congratulate you on the great job you're doing. And thank you, Susie. I'd like to congratulate you on the great job you're doing. I mean, it's sickening. It's just, it's absolutely sickening, these press conferences.
Two things we learned. People 65 and older next week will be getting to get the vaccine. That's a good thing. But yep. And the other thing is the full contact sports will be allowed. The question is, though, is it going to impact a lot of kids? I mean, will school districts across the state, you know, come back with full contact sports?
I don't even know. I really don't know. And these poor kids who are trying to play, you know, practice maybe on their own and things like that. And you know, at this point, you know, the school year is practically done. Here we're heading into March. So then what do you do? Even if you could get kids back, or even if you could get sports organized, maybe it'll help for soccer. It's not going to help for football until whenever. So, I mean, the whole thing is just a complete cluster, and the kids have suffered the most throughout this entire thing.
And by the way, other states, this is what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me with this. Other states have been doing this for months now. They never interrupted the schedule. I mean, what is peculiar to Nevada that our kids had to sit on the sidelines?
Well, what's peculiar to Nevada is we have a moron for a governor who doesn't know what he's doing from one day to the next. It's not because he's a Democrat. It's because he's a moron. He really, truly has no plan. I went to the store to drop off my computer today because it's been giving me trouble. You have to stand outside. You have to stand 6 feet apart, and then you all walk in the same door to go get your service. I mean, this is the kind of ludicrousness, is that a word, that we're dealing with. And I'm just astounded every day, Kevin, that people put up with it. It doesn't make sense. Opening 25, 35, 50%, what does that mean? That means nothing. It's insanity, and I can't believe people have put up with this for so long.
Thank God I don't have to, you know, call ahead for reservations at PTs, you know?
Right. There's that, too. And then, you know, remember he was even saying you had to call in for reservations at a fast food place, which, of course, never happened. I'm the queen of the drive-thru. I know that.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's or Del Taco for their reservation. That whole thing didn't happen.
Let me ask you about the politics of it. There are a lot of people that say that you know, Sisolak would have trouble being elected dog catcher, much less governor, after the performance with Dieter and with the pandemic and with the vaccine. The vaccine thing is all screwed up because apparently Moderna, I guess, didn't make a delivery. Can you talk a little bit about the politics of this and whether Sisolak is still viable? He's raised a lot of money, I know.
Well, I know he's raised a lot of money. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in the state who are stupid, who would vote for him. The same people I see on Twitter who are still blaming Trump for what's happened with the shutdown. And they are still applauding him. I mean, when you look on the threads that I'm sure you have, Facebook and Twitter, he puts things out, and the people who make comments, negative, no question about it. But there are people who are thinking, yeah, keep it up. You're doing the right thing. Keep us shut down. Keep us safe. I mean, it's stunning how many people still believe that. So I think he's a complete failure because he's arrogant and incompetent, and he's had no actual direction from day one. But I'm not, you know, you and I are in the minority anymore in this state. That's the problem. And I don't know if he could win. I can't even imagine he would run, but you know how politicians are. They're so arrogant, they don't even understand how unpopular they are. He might be able to pull it off unless the Republicans can come up with somebody good to run against him, an actual, viable alternative, somebody who's got a real plan to get us back on track. We're going to have to have that, not some leftover person who's run before, somebody new with some good ideas.
You have any ideas?
You know, I don't. I got to tell you the truth. I really, truly don't. But unfortunately, you tend to cultivate the right people in the state when it comes to leadership positions, or the ones who are really good tend to get shunted aside. So I really don't. I heard some names like you've heard some names, but whoever they are, if they're Republicans, are going to have a good plan to get us back on track. And that's not going to include raising taxes or anything like that. It's going to have to include something entirely different than what the governor's doing. But if you've got the pearl clutchers in the majority, you know, all these people who are terrified to leave their house and think the governor's doing the right thing. I mean, these people are a huge number of folks, and it's frightening. So if they're out there and they vote, that's a problem.
You know, we had a chance to visit with Daniel Honcharu from NPRI. He is the eyes and ears of the entire state in Carson City for the 120-day Nevada legislature. And one of the things he says is there are bills right now that are being pursued by Democrats that would raise property taxes. We're not going to have any new taxes. The governor promised us that. We're not going to have new taxes. But apparently it's okay to raise old taxes.
Well, that's always what they do, isn't it? They'll always say there are no new taxes. And of course, you and I both know no taxes raised temporarily, but they would love to raise property taxes. They would love to raise fees. They would love to do all these things. They're looking at, you know, trying to change the rules on classic cars and how people don't have to get their car smog, because that would bring them more money. I mean, they're looking for every possible way they can get a dollar out of this. And I know you know this. If the stimulus package passes, supposedly Nevada is going to get $3 billion, supposedly, right? We got 3 million people in the state. $3 billion ought to cover it, for heaven's sake. And they're still, you know, they're still going to come after us, Kevin, and want more money out of our pocket.
Do you think Republicans will stand strong in the assembly and the state senate?
You know what, I don't know. Remember, these are the same, some of these people are the same ones who voted for tax increases under Sandoval. A lot of these people are gutless. They get up there and they don't really want to take a stand. You've got a couple of real bright spots like Andy Black, Scott Hammond, a few others. But for the most part, you got people who are go along to get along, and they get threatened and they get told you have to do this, that for whatever reason. And they're not going to stand strong. They say they will, but they don't. They always collapse like cheap tents when they get up there.
It's incredible what goes on up there. And it's almost as if there's something in the water that once people get up there, reasonable, free-thinking people, suddenly their mind turns to mush, and they, well, yeah, go along to get along, as you say. It is sad that that's what it comes to. I'm going to let you go. You have a great weekend, and I know we'll talk again next week for sure.
You too, my friend. I will talk to you soon. Thanks.
There you go. Heidi Harris, you hear her 9 till noon every day, weekdays right here. And really smart, smart lady. But again, another beneficiary, I am too, of El Rushbo. By the way, I'll bring you a tribute. There have been a lot of tributes out there that have been floating around on the internet. We found one that all of us really liked, and we'll let you hear that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, if I file bankruptcy, can I keep my home, my car, or will I ever get credit again? The answer is yes. Trust me, you're not alone. Call 757-7777. If you got a phone, you got an attorney.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. The day after the passing of Rush Limbaugh, El Rushbo, and there have been a lot of tributes to him over the last 24 hours that have been nothing short of amazing. One in particular caught my ear, and I want you to hear it now. This is a tribute to El Rushbo.
The dominant voice in conservative talk radio for over three decades.
I can only think of a handful of national radio personalities who have made an impact on local radio stations.
Rush Limbaugh!
Always speaking his mind and never pulling punches, he was a radio revolutionary, the doctor of democracy.
Let me tell you who we conservatives are.
He courted controversy and kept the pressure on those in power.
We believe that person can be the best he or she wants to be if certain things are just removed from their path, like onerous taxes, regulations, and too much government.
Earning not just awards, success, and hundreds of millions of fans, but a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Rush Limbaugh, thank you.
We're all endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, freedom. And the pursuit of happiness.
We remember the cornerstone of conservative talk, Rush Limbaugh.
Wow. It was interesting. Carl Rove was on with Dana Perino this morning on Fox News. And in fact, let's go to cut four for his reaction to the passing of Rush Limbaugh. They were contemporaries, and they both are conservative. This was Carl Rove this morning with Dana Perino on Fox News Channel.
Carl, just about 24 hours since his passing, and I know that you were close friends with him, did a lot of politics around him and with his show, and you also filled in for him once.
I did, which was, when he called me up and said we'd fill in, I was a little scared. He told me, just prepare a lot of material. He told me how to do it. I showed up at the studio with a stack. It had to be about 3 feet tall of file folders with stuff organized in the fashion that he suggested I do so. Start out with something that'll grab attention. Don't be afraid of having something that you need to go in to explain. Have some fun things that are short and concise. But I had literally like a stack of file folders this fall. And I thought, oh, I've got this. You know, I'm nervous, but I got more than enough material. Well, about, the beginning of hour three, I was running out of material. And afterwards, I told him, I said, I can't believe that you're able to do this every day for decades. And I know what kind of preparation goes into it because I just did it for myself. And it took a lot of time. And you do it every day. I was doing it one time. And that was because he had a facile mind, a curious mind. He knew how to organize information. He asked good questions of people that he had confidence in. But, Hannity touched on something important. He had a great sense of humor. He's a very private guy, a very low-key guy. But he had a wonderful sense of humor, and it informed a lot of what he said and how he operated.
You had a big laugh, too. Thank you so much, you, Carl. Great to have you this morning.
Yeah. Carl Rove. In fact, I'm trying to think of if I heard that show. What is interesting, and people ask me about this all the time, because as you know, I have, over the course of my career, made a lot of money filling in for national hosts. Dr. Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, all of the Fox hosts, Brian Kilmeade. In fact, the last edition of Brian and the Judge, which was a program that was on Fox News Radio, and I filled in on the last Brian and the Judge. They had a falling out for some reason, and so neither wanted to do the final show. So I did the final show, and people asked me, "Well, did you ever fill in for Rush?" And it is weird that despite the fact that again, he knew me as a sports guy, as a sportscaster, as a sports talk host, and probably didn't know a lot of what I did, but he never asked, and I never pushed the issue relative to, hey, would you fill in for me? That never happened, which I have no problem with that, but it was just interesting that... although I did fill in for just about every major host, I never subbed for El Rushbo, which is weird considering the fact that we were friends, colleagues. We played touch football. We played softball together during the week. Never, ever. And I that's not one of the big regrets of my life. But people do ask me that. I said, well, didn't you fill in for Rush a few times, maybe? No, I didn't do that. It is interesting, though, that I didn't do that. I want you to hear from Steve Sisolak. I don't want to run out of time on this. he opened the COVID-19 vaccine to those 65 and over. This was a part of the news conference yesterday. It's cut one. Governor Sisolak opening up the COVID-19 vaccine to those over 65.
COVID-19 continues to impact older Nevadans at higher rates, and I'm pleased to announce that beginning next week, more of these Nevadans will be eligible for the vaccine. Some of Nevada's counties have already started vaccinating those 65 and older, but some of our larger counties have not. Beginning next week, the state will be opening immunization opportunities to Nevadans 65 and older through the Federal Pharmacy Partnership Program in all counties. We were able to do this because of the increases in allocation of vaccines to these pharmacy programs from the Biden-Harris administration. I am grateful to the administration for continuing to work collaboratively with states to ensure we are increasing the supply of vaccinations available. Due to continued limited allocations and the shipments of the vaccines, only the pharmacy partners enrolled